The group known as ILPLA is made up of members of Utah's Native people, along with public lands advocates. Director Robert Lucero told KPCW the Utah congressional delegation does not respect Indian sovereignty and has no interest in protecting public lands.
The public lands initiative last year of Rob Bishop and Jason Chaffetz was trying to take 500,000 acres of Indian land from the Ute Indian tribe. That was the same bill that was going to supposedly protect the Bears Ears Monument, but now the Utah delegation has totally switched. They want to undo all of that. And this year, 2017, Rob Bishop in Congress has been trying to undo the Indian Reorganization Act of 1934. That was the legislation that established the Indian governments to enshrine their sovereignty. He's trying to take that power away.
He says Indian lands are under fire because the Utah delegation and Secretary of the Interior, Ryan Zinke, are looking for ways to privatize them in order to allow economic development. He says he's received a lot of support from Park City people.
The hundreds of signatures on our petition that's calling on the Congress to stop this legislative attack on Indian country. I think it's pretty universal in Park City that there's support for protecting public lands and respecting Indian sovereignty.
Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance organizer Dave Pacheco is concerned about the Zinke recommendations to shrink national monuments in Utah, like Bears Ears and the Grand Staircase Escalante. SUA, he says, is closely watching Bishop's public lands initiative and bills that water down the National Antiquities Act, the act which has established the two monuments.
Through a measure like PLI, we could see visions that would give the state regulatory authority over extractive industry. What that would mean is really a reduction in the protections, because the national standards are much higher than the state regulations are. That would be a travesty, because then we would see the state regulating things like uranium or oil and gas or coal mining. And if the bar is lowered substantially down to the Utah's standard, away from the national standards, we're looking at really an environmental disaster on the horizon if we allow that to happen. So there are other things that Congressman Bishop might do. He alluded to in his town hall that he may try to revise or reform the Antiquities Act itself to water it down, requiring that the U.S. Congress and the state legislatures from the affected state where a monument is designated give pre-approval of the designation of a national monument.
Citizens had a chance to submit comments on the national monument designation issue earlier this year. Pacheco says the public sentiment is to keep public lands protected, and the methods used by the Department of the Interior for gathering public comment were a sham.
Well over 90% of the people commenting were recommending that nothing be done, that we leave the national monument in its current boundaries. Many of those comments through analysis were talking about both the conservation reasons and the cultural and historical reasons why we should respect the natives' desire to protect their ancient homelands. And there's been many analysis done of the numbers. Officially, there were like 1.7 million comments received through the site. Statistical analysis shows that well over 99% of those comments favored keeping monuments intact and in place and not reduced.
The comment period is now closed, but Pacheco urges residents in support of public lands to write letters and call Congress. SUA.org and ILPLA.org can provide more information about public and native lands preservation. KPCW has made several attempts to reach Congressman Rob Bishop for comment. He has not returned our calls or emails. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.